Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, I'll be discussing how to save money by sharing your space. I'll start off first by recognizing that we all covet our own space. We covet our own bathroom, we covet our own room, we covet our own TV set, we covet our own family room, our own kitchen. My husband and other husbands often covet their own garage, their own shed. In fact, as women, sometimes you don't even want to go in there. But that desire for your own, exclusive of anyone else, is sometimes costing you money. And if you can get your head around the concept that you may be able to share your space and thus generate some money from it, it can be quite lucrative. I know a fellow who's quite industrious, and he saved some money in his early 20s. And he had enough money as a down payment for a house in Barrie. So he bought the house in Barrie. He lived in the basement, which is an interesting choice, and rented out the upper levels of the house. He did that for 5 years, and he commuted into the city of Toronto to work all 5 of those years. So that by the time he was 30, he had enough equity in that house to turn it into the purchase of a semi-detached house all for himself in Toronto, to the delight of his wife and young child. So that to me is the perfect example of someone who was willing to share his space, and we know he didn't want to live in the basement, but he was willing to live in the basement with the objective of generating money that would enable him down the road to have something that he couldn't afford otherwise. And that's an example of sharing your space for your benefit. When you think about your sharing of space, Toronto is a big city. Bracebridge is a small city, small town. Both of those places desperately need rental accommodation. So no matter where you are, in most places, there's a lack of good rental housing. And if it's good, it's not affordable. So with that in mind, if you look at your space, you want to start to think about what could I share that would enable me to generate some income from my real estate or from my space. And there's lots of methods to do that. One is Airbnb. So our family has had experience with Airbnb. For the last 3 years, we've spent the month of August up in Muskoka, and Muskoka is a pricey place. So in order to afford that, we've rented out our house in Toronto for the month of August. And you think to yourself, well, Muskoka sounds a lot better than Toronto in the summer. At least that's what I thought. But surprisingly, there's lots of people who want to get married in the city in Toronto and who need a house to accommodate their family. So while we're up in Muskoka canoeing the Muskoka River with the 4 kids, they're in Toronto enjoying our house, loving our backyard with their wedding party. So it's a win-win, and it allows us to be where we want to be while sharing our space to afford it. So that's an example of sharing your space and making some money in the process. Another example is international student placement. My girlfriend used to run an international student placement business, and they're always looking for Canadian host families to bring in students, welcome them, introduce them to Canadian culture, feed them, and you know, drive them around a little bit. My experience with that is that it often results in a relationship that lasts years and years and years if it goes well. So if you are open to that concept and you have a free room available, it may be an enriching experience both financially and emotionally to invite an international student to spend some time there. The other example of that is that same girlfriend of mine in college, in order to afford university, she and 5 other girls shared a 1-bathroom small house. And I don't know about you, but in our house, we have 6 people, and we have two full bathrooms and one powder room, and oftentimes all three are occupied. So I don't know how she did it, but necessity is the mother of invention, I guess. And I believe at times the girls would have boyfriends over as well. So there may have been 12 people in the house with one bathroom. But she did it because it enabled her to afford to go to university and save on her accommodation costs. That's the concept. Share your space, make a bit of money from your space. Yes, you lose some privacy, but you gain financially and sometimes emotionally. Those six girls recently got together for their 30th anniversary of when they lived there, and now all of them have their own bathrooms. But the memories that they created when they only had one are continuing that relationship 30 years later. So what I would suggest you do is look around at your space. Try to figure out if there are parts of it that you don't use or parts of it that you would be prepared to share in order to generate some money. So you can look at your garage. Do you use your full garage? My folks rent a garage from their neighbor because they have a second car. He doesn't need it, and it works out perfectly. There are storage units or storage sheds that you could rent out. So if you have a shed in the backyard that you could clear out, you might find somebody in Toronto to pay you $100 a month just to put all their stuff in your shed. You could think about a room, like we talked about with the international students, or your basement. If you wanted to renovate your basement and turn it into a basement apartment, you could rent that out. There's all sorts of combinations of how to share your space, including Airbnb, that you may want to look at. Because again, the objective in sharing space is allowing you, like my friend who had the Barry house, allowing you 5 or 10 years from now to afford something that you couldn't afford otherwise. This is Norma Walton Talks. I would love for you to talk back. Any comments, suggestions, experiences that you've had with space sharing, good or bad, I would love to hear. Thank you.